From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton says she will work to win the American people's trust. 8 days after the Democratic convention ended, Clinton told a convention of black and Hispanic journalists that she realizes she has some of the highest unfavorable ratings of any modern presidential candidate. However, Clinton pledged to work to earn the voters' trust.
You know, it doesn't make me feel good when people say those things, and I recognize that I have work to do. But when I started running for the Senate in New York, a lot of the same things were said. I won. I worked hard for the people of New York, and I was reelected with 67% of the vote.
Clinton said that some of her low approval rating on is dependent on Republican attacks, saying that she gets higher marks from Americans when she is serving in public office. Her trustworthiness has emerged as a weakness in the fall campaign. It has been worsened by her responses to questions about her use of private email servers as Secretary of State and a reluctance to take regular questions from journalists. Meanwhile, U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has admitted he was wrong in claiming to have seen a video of a U.S. cash payment being delivered to Iran on the same day that Iran released 4 Americans it detained. Speaking on Twitter, Trump said, "The plane I saw on television was the hostage plane in Geneva, Switzerland, not the plane carrying $400 million in cash going to Iran." Trump, who heavily uses social media, has been expressing outrage about the money, which some Republicans called a ransom following media reports this week. For more on these stories, please log on to our website. This is VOA News. Lawyers representing U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen said that Turkey has not provided evidence of his involvement in last month's failed military coup attempt. Speaking to reporters in Washington Friday, one of Gulen's attorneys, Reed Weingarten, said the complexity and absurdity of conspiracy allegations against his client have intensified in the coup's aftermath. He said there was no way that Gulen would get a fair trial in Turkey.
Is there any chance in the world that Mr. Gulen would get a fair trial in Turkey if he is extradited? How about those 70,000 people to date who have been detained and or fired? Any due process going on over there as far as anybody's concerned?
The Turkish government has said that Gulen, a former ally of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, masterminded the coup attempt by renegade officers in the military. It has called on the United States to extradite him to Turkey, but Ankara has not filed a formal extradition request. The Olympic opening ceremonies are in just a few hours, but Brazilian football legend Pelé says he will not light the Olympic cauldron in Rio de Janeiro. The 3-time World Cup football winner said he was not in physical condition to take part in the ceremony. The 75-year-old had been rumored as one of the choices to light the cauldron Friday night in Rio. However, he has been suffering from muscle pains and had hip surgery earlier this year. Meanwhile, hundreds of demonstrators blocked roads in Copacabana to protest against the government and the cost of hosting the Games. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was scheduled to carry the Olympic torch along that section of the route, but local authorities canceled that plan. Unpopular interim president Michel Temer is expected to attend Friday's ceremony at Maracanã Stadium. The U.S. economy added 255,000 jobs in July, while wages rose 2.6% over last year. Friday's report from the Labor Department says the unemployment rate stayed at 4.9%. The data show that 7.8 million Americans are still unemployed. Another 5.9 million part-time workers want full-time employment. Meanwhile, a separate government report showed the U.S. trade deficit rose to its highest level in 10 months. The jobs report drove stock prices higher on Wall Street. Just before the close, the Dow was up nearly 1%. The S&P 500 was up 0.8%, and the NASDAQ was more than 1% higher. European markets finished trading on the upside. Asian markets were mixed. For more on these stories, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.